Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks may not realize this.
What's that?
But there's an airport battle going on.
Oh, yeah.
Rochester and Buffalo both want you to choose them for your next flight.
Mm.
And there's a belief that a flight out of Buffalo is going to be better and easier than one out of Rochester.
Yeah, they claim they have more options.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some surprising news to
What's
tell you.
What's going on?
News that we did not know. And it seems that if the Rochester Airport wants to bring in more business, maybe slinging some mud would do it.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, will jump right into it. Tommy, did you know?
What's that?
The Buffalo Airport has the worst flight cancellation rate in America.
Wait, they're the worst?
The worst.
Probably because of the weather.
You got it. Last year, almost 5% of all flights out of Buffalo were canceled. Mm. That's one in every 20 flights were canceled.
What did we get? They had like 7 feet of snow at the airport one day.
I mean, so, they probably had to cancel like a week's worth of flights.
They did. They closed the airport for a couple of days. Remember during that storm?
They only opened it for Josh Allen.
So this is according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Right,
so that's a strike against them.
So it's weird that we didn't know this because our airport in Rochester, like we said, is competing with the airport in Buffalo all the time and vice versa. So Buffalo runs TV and radio commercials here. Mm-hmm. They had and might still have billboards near our airport.
Probably.
Okay. The Rochester airport does the same thing going west. Mm-hmm. And it's an old school airport battle that Rochester could be losing based on what people believe.
We're losing the air war.
Well, Tommy, people think Buffalo is bigger, therefore better.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, they think, flies to more places.
It does.
Now, I don't know this, but I'm just assuming they have more direct flights than Rochester does.
I think they do.
Okay. And whether or not it's true, perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have something really good to crap on your competition.
So what do we have? The canceled flight thing?
Well, look, Rochester has that right now.
More reliable?
Why is Rochester, the airport, the international airport, not running airport attack ads?
They should be. We gotta start getting dirty.
That would work, right?
Yeah.
Has your flight been canceled out of Buffalo?
We already got a voice
person. It's cancel culture, man.
Wait, I don't know if that would help or hurt
Buffalo. I don't know.
If the Rochester Airport started running ads telling people that statistically they are more reliable than Buffalo, that would go a long way.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you left stranded without a way home?
She's nailing it. Kimmy could write it for him. Right?
I mean, the one thing you got to remember, too, is you're adding another 2 hours to your trip going to Buffalo. You know, you got to drive there, you got to come back.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So that's 2 hours, and you don't know what the weather's going to be like.
And if you have an early flight, a lot of people will pay for a hotel across the street.
Yeah.
That adds cost.
Mm-hmm.
But how about doing all of that only to have your flight canceled?
Right.
A 1 in 20 chance that it was going to happen based on statistics from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Right? Here's the other weird thing.
What's that?
Buffalo, again, is the worst airport in America. It was last year for cancellations. Rochester didn't even show up in the top 75.
So we're good on getting the flights out.
Yes, I have a way better chance of getting out of Rochester than I would going to Buffalo.
All right, okay.
Would that be a dick move by the Rochester Airport?
No, I mean, it's business, man. You got to put your stuff out there.
Okay, maybe you're the wrong person to ask. My turn to Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would it be a dick move by the Rochester Airport to run attack commercials against the Buffalo Airport for their cancellations?
Yeah, it would. Only because it seems like a lot of those cancellations were due to things like weather. We just got lucky in that aspect. So there's nothing that says that couldn't be Rochester next year with a bad winter or something along
Never
those lines.
Let a
you know what I mean?
Go to waste,
Well, but here's the thing: if you start running these ads as the Rochester Airport, Kimmy, what would they sound like? Something like,
"Were you stranded with no way home?"
It it would make it sound like Buffalo Airport is doing something wrong mm-hmm. when really it's just an act of God. They can't control that.
But you don't care. You just don't want your flight canceled. Like, you don't care why your flight is canceled. I'm just pissed off. I ain't leaving.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Now, Kimmy, you said that that could be us next year and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, if we have a bad winter, who's to say that Rochester doesn't show up on that list?
So it turns out that Buffalo is consistently in the top 10 when it comes to the worst airports for cancellations in America.
So over the years, then.
So this year was extreme, right? Yeah. Their canceled flights were up almost 300% compared to the year before. But in 2020, they were the seventh worst in America. And in 2019, they were the fifth worst in America.
Right, so they suck.
Well, but again, with the way the lake is, they're more likely to get pounded with snow.
We got the lake over here.
Okay, but
we got our lake.
Different kind of lake, bro. It's a more snowy lake.
Right. I will say this, too, how if you bring people in from out of town that fly in here, like family that is from like bigger areas.
Sure, yeah.
They're just amazed at how fast you could get in. You could get somebody to the airport here.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's simple. It's almost like just driving up and dropping your kid off at school. It's like quick.
Well, I mean, Buffalo kind of has the same thing going on.
But if you go down, like when I went down south to like West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, it's a nightmare getting in and out of those airports because they're slammed and they're so goddamn confusing. Yeah, it's easy.
I got
the one drawback I always have for Rochester. I think it's just Rochester. And maybe you've experienced this too.
Not a big enough colored awning?
No, the awning's good now.
Okay, great.
Every landing has always been rough as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you just start about 30 minutes out, you start bouncing around.
It's a little windy.
That last 15 minutes when you're like out over the lake, coming around the lake, go over to Batavia, turn over here. It's like you're just bouncing around, man.
I have had a lot of flights home where they had to circle, and I don't know why.
It's the weather.
Well, they had to warn everybody you were coming back. Kimmy's here, guys.
Oh, they had a short hair alert?
There is an issue with this that I don't think you're thinking of.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. According to a, I'm sorry, let me get this, because I don't want people to freak out and be like, where did you get this information from? The U.S. Department of Transportation.
Never heard of them.
Buffalo, New York's airport was the worst airport for flight cancellations last year. 5%, almost 5% of all flights out of Buffalo were canceled. That's one in every 20 flights.
I feel like this is something you probably wouldn't want to advertise as somebody who flies out of Rochester often.
Why?
Because it's kind of like a hidden gem. If you start telling everybody from Buffalo and Syracuse that, you know, it's a better travel experience coming here, well, then when you need to get on that flight out or home or wherever you're going, it might get more expensive, or you might not be able to find one because that's where everybody's booking now.
For us, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But airport is big business. I mean, look, we just talked about they're bringing in all these like low cost, smaller carriers. Mm-hmm. We just lost one. We talked about last month that came in like 2 years ago and all of a sudden they were gone. I'm assuming that's because it wasn't being supported.
But then they got replaced though pretty quick though.
Well,
right?
Kind of. I don't know if they were coming anyway and we would have just had one more. Let me ask you guys this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What matters more to you when flying? Is it how much the ticket's going to cost, or is it the chance that you will leave on time when you're going? Because, Tommy, let's say the cost of a ticket was $200 more in Rochester than it was in Buffalo. But now you know that statistically you have a much better chance of getting out on time where you're going here in Rochester.
Yeah.
Would you pay that extra $200 for a better chance of leaving at that time?
Yes, absolutely. Because that's the nightmare of getting stuck. And then you got to, like, missing flights or missing a connection, and then you got to go chase this stuff down. It's a nightmare. And especially if you got to change airlines. Like, let's say you got completely screwed, and all they do is, well, you're just going to have to go out front and do it all over again.
Yeah, you're
right. Good luck. That sucks.
Kimmy, would you pay the extra $200 for the odds that you're getting out on time?
Well, you also have to factor parking in there, because if you're going to Buffalo, you had to leave your car there for however many days you're gone. So that might eat up that extra $200 you think you're saving. Whereas here, you can maybe have somebody drop you off, or you could take an Uber, and you wouldn't have to worry about parking your car for that extended period of time.
Now, let me ask you this, because Tommy, I said $200 and you instantly said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your line, your financial line? How much more could Rochester get out of you now, with you knowing that you could get out of town easier than in Buffalo?
Like a round trip ticket?
Yeah. 500?
500 would be a lot. I think I would push it to almost three.
Okay, so $300. You would pay. You would be willing to pay $300 more to not fly out of the statistically highest canceled flight airport in America.
Yeah, because of that nightmare. Flying nightmares are just the worst. Because the problem with me is, if I get stuck at an airport, let's say I fly down to JFK and I get to Shaft for the day, and let's say I can't even catch a flight out of there till 9 o'clock at night, I'm gonna get ripped. I'm going to get so ripped, and I'm going to start off being good, and I'm going to go downhill quick, and by lunchtime, I'm going to start drinking, and I know myself.
Okay.
And I love airport drinking. It's just built for alcoholics, man.
It is weird.
You can people watch. You can watch different people go by all day. You can drink, and I've gotten so drunk at airports over short periods of time. If I get stuck there all day, I'm dead.
Okay. So $300 then.
I'm drinking like a cosmonaut.
See, I know people that have driven to Toronto for less than $300 in savings.
So we did the Toronto thing twice. But it wasn't worth it.
What do you mean?
We flew out. So we flew to Toronto. We had to get a hotel.
You mean you drove to Toronto?
Drove to Toronto. No, and one time we flew to Toronto back when they had flights to Toronto.
Okay.
And my wife freaked out because the goddamn plane was so small that the co-pilot was also our announcer and showed us where the sodas were.
Oh.
Yeah, on this Air Canada flight. She didn't like it. But my point was, like, it added so much time.
Yeah.
Like, and then we drove, so we had to do the border. We had to get a hotel, get up in the morning, get a shuttle. Like, it just wasn't worth it.
No, I hear what you're saying. So here's the thing.
What?
If the Rochester Airport, and I've got a lot of Facebook messages saying, why would the Rochester Airport care? This is big business. This is a lot of money. And it's taxpayer money, too, right? The airport soaks in. So it would benefit
us.
We
own it.
Yes.
Right?
It would benefit us if the Rochester Airport was doing better.
Yeah.
If the Rochester Airport wanted to sling mud in commercials and say Buffalo is statistically last year had the most canceled, the highest statistical canceled flights in America, you'd have to do it fast. Because you only have from now until a year from now to say that where it would be true, unless Buffalo craps the bed again next year, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do this, folks at the Rochester Airport, you better get moving and go be dicks.
All right.
Or you're going to miss a golden opportunity here.
They need to get some kind of, like, marketing person, like, evil person.
We already have a marketing person.
Is she evil?
Yeah, she's evil.
All right.
And she's been doing these ads all morning long. Can you do the ad again?
Have you been dealing with cancellations of flights? Have you been stranded with nowhere to go? Don't go to the Buffalo Airport.
Doing so good.
I know. You caught me off guard. Sorry.
No, sorry. We're just trying to do it. Were you watching the television?
No. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, great.
There are puppies on the screen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
As we get older,
yeah,
we like to tell our kids how much harder things were for us growing up.
Yeah, that seems to be the thing. You pass that on.
But that's what makes this story weird, because if you grew up in Rochester,
yeah,
the best days of your life were days like these. We didn't have to do anything.
Oh.
And even asking this question is a dick move, because despite the technology that exists to make these go away, the best part of being a kid is a surprise snow day every once in a while.
Oh, sure.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. You can watch the show live.
Wow.
Log on to WCMF.com or the Odyssey app. Our live stream is up, and it's going. Tommy looks very handsome today in a shacket and a turtleneck. It's like you're...
It's cold out, man.
You're like a douche black hole. Like, you have so much douche stuff on between your boots and your socks and your shacket and your turtleneck. You've ripped a hole in the douche time continuum.
Okay.
All of the live stream brought to you by our friends at Three Heads Brewery, the official brewery of the douche time continuum. It's our favorite segment from 10NBC.
What's that?
Good question!
What they ask you?
And this good question involves kids and their days off.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't kids switch to virtual learning during snow days?
I thought that was the plan anyway.
So that's what was being theorized. Yeah. And we actually talked about this like 2 years ago after we came out of the pandemic, that the snow days would go away.
Right.
So if you have the technology to teach at home, this person is asking, why would these kids miss any days in school? 10NBC, they reached out to some superintendents in our area, and it came down to one basic reason.
What is it?
Virtual teaching is way harder to do and pull off than people assume.
Like to set it up for just one day?
Well, a couple of things.
Right.
So the superintendent in Greece says it's not easy to switch between school and virtual learning in one day, like you just said, right? They say the digital infrastructure that the kids need to connect to their teachers would have to be built back up, and that takes time. The superintendent brings up lesson plans from the teacher and how teachers make them for in-person learning. So when all of a sudden you're teaching from home, that lesson may not translate.
So you can't do it.
Yeah, they give examples of like a science teacher needing lab equipment.
Right?
The bottom line is this. It took weeks to get learned from home digital learning set up at the beginning of the pandemic, which is something a lot of us forgot about.
But I thought you already had all the equipment, so you just plug it in and go.
Did you not hear a thing I just said?
Now, I got all that digital stuff, but
yeah,
I'm saying,
but you,
like,
but you have to give, you have to have
the lesson,
the stuff to give the kid. They may have stuff at school that they need to do that.
Can't you teach like good enough class?
I get,
like, you're not going to get it all, but I give you some of it,
bro.
Then you can look up the rest.
Like, we just read you information from a reporter, then went and asked.
Yeah, but can't you just go do it?
And you go, you just
plug in your Chromebook and let's get going.
I guess to your point, you're saying, Chrome, like, home. Is there something that they could do from home, even if it's not the full lesson?
That's
plan?
What I'm saying.
Okay. That wasn't what you're saying, but I helped you.
What it sounds like.
That was arrogant as hell.
Yeah, it was also arrogant of you to not listen
Short-haired
to a thing I
woman.
Said and then ask the
oh,
question.
I helped you.
It comes down to this. Yeah. Here's it, the simplest way.
All right, I'm listening.
It is not worth a day of learning to put in all the work they would have to put into to make it
happen.
All right,
happen. So screw it. Just let them go play.
Okay. But there's a more important point to be made here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If this person who asked this good question, why there's no virtual learning for kids on snow days, because they think kids should have school on snow days, you are a monster dick. Why?
Why can't the kid just have a snow day?
Thank you!
Because we're falling behind.
But we all had snow days. We all had one or two snow days in our lifetime. Like, let the kid enjoy a traditional snow day.
But how about all these other countries that are beating us in, like, math and science?
Mm-hmm.
Are they taking days off, or are they cracking a book
well,
seven?
Depends. Does that country have snow?
No, but they have other issues.
Okay.
Like South Korea, India, they got problems. They get the monsoon. They get the sandstorm.
I'm sure they have monsoon days, man.
maybe they don't. Maybe you just go float and study.
But don't some
float on.
But don't some countries like send their kid to school all year round? So I mean,
so South Korea.
Already
does?
Way ahead. So snow day or two probably doesn't matter in the long run.
But aren't South Korean kids like the smartest kids on the planet?
You brought it up. You tell me.
I think they are.
What are you basing that on?
I don't know.
Some TV I saw.
Okay,
possibly.
The best days of your life as a kid.
That's true.
Was that random day when you woke up and you turned on the news and you watched the scroll and there was your district. And mm-hmm. you were home for the day and you could do whatever you wanted. It was amazing. What despicable human being wants to take that away from kids?
Is your snow day that you reminisce about different than your daughter's?
No, I think it's the same day.
I mean, just based on technology, what's available to them to when you're broke ass. Because you know it was a snow day because it literally came through the roof. So you didn't even need that alert on your phone. You just had to look up.
When it comes to what they can do, yeah. I mean, they have way more options.
But I'm saying, like, you're romantic of, like, going out and playing and sledding and jacking around. Is that still available to a kid today, or is it more controlled? And maybe it's not as fun as snow day is what you had, is what I'm asking.
I can only speak for my kids. They want to go outside and play after a snow day. They go find all their friends, and they go sledding, and they do all that fun stuff. But yeah, they're probably coming in sooner to go, you know, watch Netflix and do all that stuff.
Okay.
But whatever it is, it's a day off of school. It's not so much what you were going to do with that day off. It's the fact that it came out of nowhere, and you didn't have to go to school that day.
But I also think, like, for me as a kid, I hated school.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love a snow day. Where your kids love school and love their teachers.
Yeah, but
it would almost like they almost would like miss school. I don't know.
I don't know. I think every kid, good student or bad student, looks forward to a snow day. I could be wrong, but you know, I think it's one of those things that just waking up, you're like, yes, let's go see what our friends are doing today.
Yeah, she's right. Like my kids like going to school. I don't know, because they must get that from their mother.
Yeah.
But they also enjoy days off.
Okay.
Right, like,
it's a fun surprise.
And like spring break starts next week for my kids, right? They're both excited to have spring break.
Okay.
I don't think that makes it, it's not a bad thing, right?
No.
Everybody needs time. They get to do whatever they want all week.
All right, all right. I mean, and they're smart kids. They're not falling behind.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You brought up falling behind. I want to talk about that.
We are falling behind.
Again, we're talking about a good question from 10NBC this week. Somebody asked why schools don't go to virtual learning for snow days so the kids stay in school. And the long short of it is, it's not worth the work that would go in for one day of learning.
Setting it all up.
Yeah, you got it. So, Tommy, you said the kids are falling behind, and that's why we need this.
America's falling behind, Patrick.
Yeah. So we
math and science, terrible.
We told you 2 weeks ago that fourth grade math and reading scores in New York State were down. Right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're using that as a reason why.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know why the math and reading scores are down?
Because math sucks.
No. Because those kids were learning from home.
Oh, but I thought we were always kind of falling behind.
No. In the States particularly.
So we learning from behome.
Learning from behome.
Behome.
Kimmy, that's my favorite quarterback in the NFL.
Behomes.
Patrick Behomes. Why don't you try to batalk like your job, you dumbass? Stop being such a bedick and finish your point you're trying to make.
You know where I was going.
You were going, but nowhere.
He did call it a vagina the other day. That's a thing that happened.
Kimmy, let me ask you a question until Tommy collects himself over there. If the reason that these kids, these fourth grade kids, are falling behind in math and reading is because of the learn from home when they were coming earlier.
All the transition.
How would learning from home help on a snow day?
Especially for a day, a two max, right? I mean, I'd imagine just like the whole going from in person to at home, back to in person, it can't be worth the trouble.
What? All right.
What's your point?
I didn't know that was the reason. I just knew like we were falling behind globally to some other country.
We literally had a 20-minute discussion about how learn from home led to the drop in these scores with younger kids.
But we weren't doing good to begin with, Pasman.
You keep saying this, but you have no proof.
I do not.
You have nothing to say.
Globally, though, we're falling behind. Like, Europe's doing better than us.
The country of Europe?
The whole country of Europe.
Yeah.
India doing better than us.
Yeah.
China doing better. South Korea.
But question, haven't they
LA,
always?
LA, Hollywood, Sunset Strip.
Bip, 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 bip. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
But haven't, like, a lot of those countries always been ahead of us? So
but that's not a reason to not catch up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That, those are going to be your bosses, man.
But a lot of those countries also have high...
You think I speak crazy?
High...
Good luck.
...teen suicide rates because of...
The pressure the being pressure
South Korea does have that.
Yeah. And no, there's a lot
way
of...
Way to bring the room down.
No, she's
well,
right!
There's a lot of issues that come with that.
I know.
No, you don't!
I knew about that. I didn't want to bring it up. Because it hurt my argument. Pass the Paschetti.
The Paschetti?
Yeah.
Can't you make the argument?
What's that?
If these kids were behind, these fourth graders are behind in math and reading because of the learn from home.
We got to catch up.
That if you were to do the learn from home for snow days, that you would actually be hurting certain kids? Because you're right. There are kids who would sit down in front of their computer on a snow day and they would study and they would learn things and everything would be fine.
Yeah.
But every parent that had a kid at home during the pandemic learning or had multiple kids knows that some kids were good at that and some kids were not.
Yeah.
So in theory, half the class would lose an entire day of actual education because they're playing video games or they're watching television or they're just not focused on what's happening on that little laptop.
All right, so you just take a knee, go enjoy, have a good time. We'll get back to it tomorrow.
Well, here's the funniest part.
What's that?
And here's why this argument is completely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out you don't lose school days when you have snow days.
So you make them up?
No. It's all like built into the whole schedule and plan.
Kimmy nailed it. Yeah. So according to the story on 10
ABC. Kimmy's just nailing it.
No, she's right because she reads things.
Or I went to school.
Also that.
There's that.
So New York State says your kids have to be in school a minimum of 180 days a year.
Like the whole year.
It's literally half the year.
Oh, yeah.
Local school districts build in 2, 3, 4 extra days.
Oh, so they plan.
Yes, in case of snow days, right? So when your kid loses a day for a snow day, they're not losing a day. They're burning one of those days that was built in. Your kid is still going to get that day of education.
Okay.
And we've also seen examples of when there were major snow events in Rochester where schools stayed open a couple of extra days to make sure those kids had those days of study. So your kid's not losing anything on a snow day. It's just pushing a day further.
That was a good question.
You didn't hear anything.
I got it. It's built in. They always comment. You're not losing nothing.
Do parents want the hassle of worrying about their kids studying on a snow day from home?
I will say this.
Mm.
It would be easier if my kids were learning from home because I'd know they'd have to be in front of the computer all day. Mm. Whereas
they're distracted.
Yeah, if I have to go to work and they're home and I got to worry about them running around the neighborhood, sledding, you know.
Yes.
I had a broken collarbone and concussion in a 1 month period last year.
Right.
I don't need that headache.
I got you.
I mean, she had a bigger headache because you got a concussion. But you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
I understand.
So it would be easier for me as a parent to learn from home. But the joy that I felt, the joy that you felt, Kim, as a child. You know what this is? You know why this guy's sitting here going, I'm in school? He never had a snow day.
Well, I grew up in the South.
Yeah.
We didn't have no snow days.
Did you have hurricane days?
I only experienced one hurricane the whole time I lived down there, but I was out of school. So no hurricane day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, fight the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. Do not ruin this.
I'm not.
Because we've finally gotten women to agree that it's much easier to just do this instead of spending a whole bunch of time and rigmarole and money. So do not argue against men's interest when I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Staying in counts as a date now.
Okay. That's a date night?
Yes. Over 1 in 4 Americans say that staying in is now their favorite date night.
Man, are we just phoning everything in now?
What did I just tell you, you idiot?
You're supposed to say, wow, that's awesome. Not, no, you guys aren't even trying anymore.
It's exactly what it sounds like, man. Like, where's the art of seduction?
The art of seduction says man in a jacket and turtleneck.
Very seductive.
Yes. Why do you not?
Come on, honey. It's going to be you Netflix love staying and beer in. Farts.
That's my favorite Rubes Arkansas song.
They don't men make my farts. Could come up with those songs.
No, you did great. Why would you not jump for joy with what I just told you?
Because your wife doesn't want this.
What? Did you hear what I just said?
No, she's just giving up on your ugly ass.
No, true.
Okay, Kimmy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite date night?
Netflix and beer farts. It's also her favorite morning show.
So I will say, I love when my husband and I will cut out time to order a bunch of takeout and bring it home and eat it and watch TV.
Are you 70 years old, man?
And you know what? We load up on Below Deck episodes that we haven't watched, right, and we just go to town.
Right.
Why are you fighting this?
Because women don't want, I mean, I always thought women want to go out.
It's nice to go out once in a while.
They want to feel special. They want to feel sexy. They want to feel pretty. Not just plopping down and eating to go.
Do you like going out?
I mean, I like going out for a drink or two. Yeah, having an app or two. Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't believe you
hate everything. I like going to bars and then being out. Yeah.
Okay, you're a unicorn.
I'm not going to go out all night.
All right, you're a unicorn of a man. All right, because you like getting all dressed up and shining your shoes and like spending three times what you should on a glass of alcohol that you already have inside your house.
Well,
he doesn't want to waste that outfit on us.
But I also think my wife doesn't want to just sit at home.
Okay. Have you asked her?
No.
Okay. All right. And you just had a woman tell you that one of her favorite things to do is exactly what we're describing.
The art of seduction.
And I feel like we've really bumped up our takeout game ever since COVID.
She's back to the takeout.
My God, is it all? You know, date night doesn't mean food. It
kinda
means sexy time.
No, date night for me means food. No, I mean, food has to be involved in some way.
She's right. Well, what date do you go on when you're not eating something? Why are you giggling? You're 10 years old. You know that?
No, but all she's talking about is the goddamn food. She went right back to takeout.
Well, you said you stepped up your takeout game.
Yeah, like I feel like we never
got takeout
all that much until COVID. And then, I don't know, for whatever reason, we've just kind of carried on with that routine on like Friday nights.
And I think that's great. Why would you not want to do that?
Doesn't sound like a date night. Doesn't sound like a special night to my wife. Takeout.
All right, there's a couple of reasons why this might be happening. Mm. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, by the way, the number one date night is still the classic going out to dinner.
Yeah, the seduction.
But staying in came in second.
Before
and again,
play.
1 in 4 people say that staying in is their favorite date night. Look, man, schedules are different than they were when your mom and dad were together and even when you were younger. Because, like, I never see my wife.
Yeah.
Like, for example, last night, I get up from my nap. Kids get off the bus. We do the whole dinner thing.
Yeah.
I had to take my oldest to her hockey practice. My wife had not been home from work yet, so I did not lay eyes on my beautiful wife until about 8:45 last night. Yeah. Right, and then we climb into bed. Kids got to get ready for bed. Showers and teeth brushing and yelling and screaming and bitching and all that stuff. So I got 20 minutes in bed with my wife before we both passed out.
So what would your wife think of a date night?
It's a good question.
Not you. Your wife.
Like
you're sophisticated. Global traveling wife.
Global traveling?
Yeah.
But global?
But global. She'd be global. She wants to go out.
I mean,
she wants to put on the outfit. She wants to go out, have the fancy wine,
but even,
feel special.
But let's say she's coming home from
Kimmy's
a long day.
And
no.
Let's get some sexy takeout.
All sounds wonderful to me. Let's say your wife's coming home from a long day and you have a whole spread of takeout ready to go once she gets home. She doesn't have to change. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, showering, putting makeup on. She can just get in comfy clothes, sit with you, and eat a bunch of takeout.
All right, okay.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Can we bring some another good point? Like on a Friday night, you go out on a Friday night, right?
What's that?
You'll go out on a Friday night? Okay, yeah. So if I were to tell my wife, if I'm going to take her out, surprise her. By the time my wife gets home, she's been working all day.
I know.
Right? It's 7 o'clock. She walks through the door. She's still in scrubs, right? So she's have to go upstairs, get ready. If we were to go, we wouldn't be out the door until like 8:30.
You'd be starving by 9 o'clock.
And she's exhausted.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say your wife's coming home at 8. You're home and you're going to have a date night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you set up date night?
I would make dinner. I would like open a bottle of wine for her.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she'd just tell me what we're going to watch on Netflix. No, I'm not doing candles.
Music?
No.
So all you've done is open up a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you make a big old comfy.
Forget with the big old. Big old. Stop. It's date night. It ain't big old.
It's a big old
we're not
comfy
talking
date
about
night.
Attica Rodeo, man. Plop and slop Kimmy. Oh, we got a big old plop and slop tonight.
See, you're fighting against this, and I don't know why.
Well, like, you want to criticize me, fine, that I'm not doing
because I don't want to fail at date night.
No, here's what it is. Indoor date night is something he has to put effort into.
Ooh.
You do have to put a little bit more effort in if you're going to stay in rather than I'm just going out and
man.
Having somebody cook
seductive.
For you. And...
I mean, okay. How are you seductive?
All right, I got my moves.
I'm waiting.
I'm not going to show you.
You ain't got moves.
I got moves.
All right, you're going to take your wife out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What's your moves?
You're going out.
That's it.
Nice.
Just and driving there.
No, but that's what's so funny is you're going to criticize me
cocktails,
for not. But you're not pouring them.
Yeah.
Dressing nice.
Okay, you dress nice at any time.
You don't
the
even
art
have
of
to
conversation.
Know.
You, okay, anyone that listens to this show knows that that's BS.
I don't use any dirty language or foul language. I listen. I pay attention.
No, you don't. No,
make
you
her
don't.
Feel like she's the only person in the room.
Okay. She might be when you walk in. Like, you're going to criticize me for not doing enough at home. All you're doing is driving her to a place for other people to do things for you.
Well, you're getting, which is nice. We don't have to clean up anything.
Okay.
We can have that.
Fair. But
maybe,
I'm not,
maybe we go out dancing afterwards down to the dance place.
You go dancing?
No.
When is the last time? Oh, I don't remember the last time I saw you dance. It was at a wedding. And you
the only time I danced.
You had to put your hands on her shoulders because you're so short.
No, he wore his heeled boots.
It was Kimmy's wedding.
It was okay.
Hey, don't pick on me because you ain't got no plan for date night.
No, the date night is no plans. That's what makes it
no
great.
No plans, no makeup, nothing.
Yes, all of those
eat.
Things.
Eat.
Like everything
eat
you're saying.
Eat on date night, eat.
I know you think that it's an insult, but all of those things are exactly what I want. No makeup, plenty of food,
if
comfy
I
clothes.
Pop and slot. Eat, Papa, eat.
By the way, when you sit down every day for work, that is a pop and slop. Plop and slop. Damn it.
But plop and slop. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 1 in 4 people now say that staying in is their favorite date night. Tommy, who could have paradise, has ruined it for everybody. Mm. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Does it say in the survey, does it give a reason why the people like to stay in? Because I would bet you that cost has to figure in somewhere here, right?
So it doesn't, but that's a very good point you make.
I mean, sometimes staying home is great, but sometimes if you stay home a lot, you want to get the hell out of the house. If cost is going up just like everything else. But
the cost of plop and slop. The supply chain to plop and slop has also gone up.
You know, Tommy, buys all these Instagram, stuff that's advertised and he wears it or can't wear it, because it doesn't fit. He wants to go show off these outfits. But then it's got to be a double-edged sword because I've never seen Tommy's wife. But I have to imagine when the two of them go out together, people look at her like, did she lose a bet? Or, oh, it's so nice that she has to take this special man around. I mean, Tommy, you poor man. You poor, poor man. Go out, take your wife out, treat her good. Because for some reason she's with you. I don't know why. Bye, Dick.
See you, Jeremy. Thoughts?
So glad you didn't get the speech at my wedding.
Well, you poor, poor man.
Jeremy brings up the cost thing. Yeah. I do want to read you something else interesting. If we go down the list here, the most popular date night's dinner, going out to dinner. Mm. Then came staying in.
What's left?
Okay, and then they were tied. Oh, they were very, very close. Going on a long drive edged out shopping.
Just taking a long drive?
Yeah, taking a long drive together, edged out shopping. Both of those things are
shopping
things,
for it would be the date night.
Yeah, shopping would like going to the mall together, going to the grocery store.
Well, you got it out and about, I guess.
But like going out, like shopping with my wife, like just walking around a mall or something, I really enjoy that if it's just us two as a date night because it's people watching. Right. There's things to distract you so you don't get stuck in a 3-hour conversation that goes nowhere.
All right. So we're just really lame at sex now as a country. We're falling behind in math. We're not doing our science. And now we're at the food court on date night loading up on pretzels.
Why can't I give my wife dynamite sex off of Annie Ann's pretzels?
It's just not. There's no pops of pretzels, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nobody wants your stuffed mouth full of pretzel sex.
Oh, I'm sorry. The sex of you eating.
You're too salty.
You're eating raw tuna and you think that's going to be a better move?
Yes, I do.
Bro, you eat ass blasting vegetables when you go out with your wife.
Ass blasting.
Am I wrong? Like everything.
Yes, I'll have the ass blasting vegetables drizzled in a fine balsamic.
You eat things that'll clean out your system.
And then you think you're going to go home and lay it down?
All right, pretzel boy.
The only thing you're laying down are new sheets after you get in those sheets because you're ass blasting vegetables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.